Okay, we're talking about heart kidney support. So the product description, I do need a classification and supports, but you want me to read the description first?
Yeah.
Okay. When there is kidney stress, there is stress on the heart. They are a team. If the heart is under duress, it puts pressure on the kidneys. Support both body systems in one product. The need for the heart's 100,000 beats or the kidney's 180 gallons of filtering blood daily is vital in moving waste and distributing nutrients to the tissues. Kidneys and heart are crucial to all body systems, and they need support to optimize and run at their very best. With hawthorn berry and arjuna, there is a strong sense of balance with these herbs, which are known contenders in heart support. Then adding the synergy of Solomon's seal, it's a crowning formula.
It also includes chaca piedra, which is a...
How do you spell that? Chaca piedra.
C-A-N-C-A P-E-D-R-A piedra. P-I-E-D-R-A piedra.
Okay.
Which is astringent and helps remove fluids. From the connective tissue.
How should we classify it? You know, not what it supports, but the classification.
Tonifier.
That goes under supports. Oh, I guess that's a classification. Tonifier.
Astringent.
Astringent, okay. And then supports heart, kidney.
Fluid balance. It's pretty simple for me.
All right, pairs well with any Geno, and I said particularly Geno 1 and 5.
Yep.
Kidney care?
Sure.
Kidney detox, or would that be too much?
Maybe. It just kind of depends on where the body is along in that. You can alternate with kidney detox, alternates with instead of pairs with.
Oh, kidney detox alternates with kidney, heart, kidney.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing right now. I'm alternating.
Alternates with. Yeah, I have never recommended both of those at the same time. Yeah.
And that astringent is something I've just noticed because I've been taking it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really, it's dried out my mouth 3 times.
Okay.
Awake or asleep.
So what about
natural nag, of course.
Tranquil care?
Yeah, if there's heart anxiety, you know, all those make sense. If there's anxiety, nervousness, nerve X, can work with all other body system supports. You know, the lymph. It shouldn't be the center of a balance, but it can be part of a balance.
Mm-hmm.
Think of it as an extracellular support. Combine it with the genome. MHB. Anything to help fluids move faster or better. Speed the blood. Excrete waste, filter. That's why it's really good with kidney care.
Yeah. And then suggested use
1 to 4.
Okay. Okay, and then we're going on to high D, which I classified it as a vitamin. Supports optimal vitamin D levels. Product description: with the new scientific breakthroughs in capturing vitamin D2 from mushrooms, we can offer a high D product that is suitable even for vegans. Some vitamin D products have been on the market for years, but these have typically been synthetic and made from ingredients we would not choose to put in our products, such as sheep's wool lanolin. Our D2 is sourced from Agaricus bisporus mushrooms. Like most mushrooms, Agaricus is considered a functional food with a broad range of benefits. They are rich in bioactive compounds, including amino acids, fatty acids, beta-glucan, and various antioxidants. This combination makes them useful for maintaining cellular health, immunity, and metabolism, along with the benefits of naturally occurring vitamin D. Researchers have found that mushrooms respond to light in the same way humans do by converting the sun's rays into vitamin D. Mushrooms have a natural high level of vitamin D. When exposed to sunlight, they synthesize vitamin D even more. These mushrooms also contain chemicals called chitin and levastatin, which have cholesterol-lowering effects.
May or may not be a benefit, because that's not necessarily why you're taking it. Some people don't want to push their cholesterol because they're worried about it. They may not know about it yet. So you can just say, well, this vitamin D won't worsen your cholesterol. Well, they're still learning, but it's not. You wouldn't take high D to lower cholesterol.
To lower cholesterol. Should we not include it then, or? Pairs well with Ultra GL. Calcium plus Geno 1.
MHB. 7 C's. Thyrocare. Iodine infusion. And
Gotcha.
Vitamin D is important for membrane fluidity, moisture in the membranes.
Membrane
fluidity. It, along with grass-fed butter, supports the keratization. I think it's called keratization.
High D, along with grass-fed butter,
supports the keratin layer of tissue protection. K-E-R-A-T-I-N.
K-A.
K-E-R-A-T-I-N.
Keratin layer of tissue protection.
Yeah.
So, great, supports tissues.
Epithelial cell wall, epithelial tissues that are subject to cell minus. Pretty amazing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Are we there yet? Are we teaching them?
Now, you know, this is very interesting because, of course, mainstream doctors and functional doctors, as well as naturopaths, are recommending, right, vitamin D supplementation, the wrong forms.
Yeah.
Which are always going to create an imbalance of the rest of the fat-soluble vitamins. But so, and a lot of clients come in, especially when they're coming to see a naturopath, you know, for vitamin D supplementation, or maybe they've been diagnosed with osteoporosis or, you know, low vitamin
D,
the cascade, or they just had a vitamin D test, low vitamin D, so they're putting them on, you know, 50,000 IUs. You know, of vitamin D, which is terrible, toxic. So I have had several clients that have allowed me to put them on my protocol that I use for either the bones or vitamin D, replenishing vitamin D levels.
Yeah.
And high D has worked amazingly. In fact, I have recommended up to one bottle of high D a week.
Yes, yes.
For 3 months, and it works like a charm.
Well, it's got all the constituents. It's just not lanolin.
Yeah.
It's not just lanolin.
Yeah.
It's got everything. It's got everything you need, the whole complex. And that's, if there was anything we've ever talked about, why there's value in whole foods. It's a whole food.
Yeah.
Loaded with life. Yeah, that's great. Yeah, and you can't overdose it, but, you know, I mean, I wouldn't do a whole bottle a day, but a bottle a week.
We did a bottle a week.
Yeah. That's pretty good.
That makes a big difference in their lives.
I forget what the bottle suggests. One dropper three times a day or just one dropper a
one
day?
One dropper a day, I think.
Yeah.
But you can... I don't know, one dropper twice a day. You have to make sure that they can emulsify fats okay. If it doesn't test well, but you know they're D deficient, you do want to make sure they can emulsify fats.
Okay, so it could pair well with GB8 then.
Right.
Ultra GL, GB8. Okay. Fabulous. So, we actually wanted to stop after heart kidney support and do these individual. So, this was heart kidney support and high D.
Okay.